One of the most powerful men in Orange County goes down.
Mr. Doe and his family received over $700,000 in bribe payments.
Out of the mouths of the most vulnerable Orange County residents.
It's October 22nd. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman.
It's shocking that a person who has benefited from the American dream, has lived the American dream, would abuse his position in such a disgusting way.
Also coming up, the Instagram influencer under investigation in a crash that killed an elderly woman speaks out after video apparently shows him snorting drugs on the street, and an arrest in the brutal beating of a valet at Barney's Beanery.
This is the first one where there's been so many attacks, and have they been so vicious?
All that's coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe is out. He will resign. He will plead guilty to taking thousands in bribes in a scheme to steal millions in COVID relief money.
Andrew Doe allocated millions in COVID relief money to the nonprofit Viet America Society, led by his daughter Rihanna, to feed those in need. But U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says instead it was funneled back to Doe.
Shortly after receiving its first payment from the county, Viet America Society began directing money to Mr. Doe's daughters. They did this through indirect payments. They would send money to vendors, which were purportedly providing services, but in fact helping to facilitate bribe payments to Mr. Doe's family. These vendors included an air conditioning company and a restaurant. In total, Mr. Doe and his family received over $700,000 in bribe payments.
Orange County DA Todd Spitzer says Doe used his power to rob the taxpayers blind.
Literally stealing taxpayer dollars out of the mouths of the most vulnerable Orange County residents. Instead of food, precious taxpayers were spent buying a $1 million home for his youngest daughter, Rihanna, providing bribe payments to both of his adult daughters.
Rihanna Doe escaped charges in the case by agreeing to cooperate as the investigation continues. As part of the plea agreement, her father has agreed to forfeit two homes, one in Tustin, another in Santa Ana, bought with bribery money, and $2.4 million. He faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison.
His former colleague, Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley, says she is glad Doe got caught and he will be punished.
To have it become true, what was rumor, is, yes, it's shocking. It's shocking that a person who has benefited from the American dream, has lived the American dream, would abuse his position in such a disgusting way and hurt so many people. It hurts our county. It hurts our employees who work hard every day to take care of people.
Foley had called on Doe to resign when the news of the corruption came out and became public. She says the new supervisor taking over his seat is going to start in December as soon as the election's certified, so there'll be somebody representing his district. The travel influencer who is being investigated in the West Hollywood crash that killed an 83-year-old woman a couple weeks ago is now posting publicly about that wreck. A day after, the Daily Mail came out with video appearing to show Garrett Bruno snorting white powder on a street nearby in WeHo. 33-year-old, 61,000 Instagram followers, claims that powder was prescription ketamine. Posted a photo of a prescription from a virtual clinic in Florida. Also acknowledged the wreck, saying he's, quote, very sorry for the loss of life and that the cause of the accident is under investigation. That part is true. Law enforcement sources tell us that detectives are still waiting on lab results from a sample taken at the scene of the accident to figure out if any drugs were in his system before they possibly send the case to the DA for any potential charges. The family of the elderly woman who died has been posting flyers near the scene at Fountain and Spaulding asking anybody to come forward and share information with the sheriff's department. The car that was allegedly being driven by Bruno slammed into the victim's car, sending it flying through a gate into a nearby garage of a building on Fountain. Bruno's lawyer, we got in touch with, tells us that he has no comment at this time. A month after a brutal beating of a longtime valet at Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood, sheriff deputies spotted and arrested the guy they believed did it. He is a homeless man, and detectives think he went on a violent spree across West Hollywood on that night. Five different attacks within 10 minutes, with seven people being hurt along Santa Monica Boulevard. John Baird talked with the detective on the case, Brandon Zeff, about the arrest and those attacks.
So he was just beating people up?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and it seemed like it was unprovoked, and there was no reasoning behind who was attacked and who wasn't.
And we had the valet who was in the ICU for a while. He's now at home.
Yes.
The other ones had various injuries.
Correct. Yeah, there was one female who had a fractured bone on her face, and some of the other victims had contusions, had bruising, had cuts on their face, but definitely the victim from Barney's Beanery was injured the most.
Have you ever experienced a case like this where people went down the street beating on people like that?
This is the first one where there's been so many attacks, and had they been so vicious, so violent.
They ID'd the suspect as Dorian Gray, 28 years old, called him a transient. Noted while he has a history of property crimes, he didn't have anything in his past that would indicate he might do something like this. Harvey Weinstein has more health problems. He's now been diagnosed with cancer while in prison at Rikers Island. It's an uncommon form of leukemia, along with the recovering from recent health issues like emergency heart surgery. He was hospitalized for COVID-19. Prosecutors are trying to combine these new charges he's now facing with his previous convictions. Although his New York conviction was recently thrown out, he's still serving a 16-year sentence from a separate rape case in L.A. while they work on retrying him. Another 25 women have filed a suit against Dr. Barry Brock, former OBGYN at Cedars-Sinai, accusing him of sexual abuse. The suit says the hospital's covered up his alleged abuse of female patients since the 1980s. Women say he conducted unnecessary exams, made inappropriate comments. Comes after an earlier suit involving 35 women with similar claims. Brock denies wrongdoing, saying it's untrue. Cedars hasn't commented on this latest suit, but they previously said they terminated his hospital privileges. Metro is trying to get Dodger fans to understand that they have access to public transit nearby, but it's causing some controversy over possible safety issues. Metro put out a video on social media showing how people can walk down from the stadium to the Chinatown A-Line station.
It's all downhill and only takes about 25 minutes. Start by taking the walkway to the downtown gate. Yeah, that's right. I'm walking here.
The video then shows a route down Stadium Way to a 110 freeway pedestrian bridge that leads to Chinatown. Dan Vicuña took his wife, 10-year-old son, to the game on Sunday. They did that walk after seeing the video, and he says he wasn't so sure about it.
There's no sidewalks. It's just, some painted strips on the ground that are really hard to see. And then once you kind of get out directly out of the parking lot, there's the road that takes you down to Stadium Way. And that's totally unprotected. There's no way for cars to know that isn't a lane that they can just, move over into. It's kind of like, you're walking on the shoulder of like a four-lane highway.
Yeah, Vicuña says he's a big supporter of transit, would like to see Metro and the Dodgers work together to create a safer walking route. Metro does have free Dodger Stadium express buses to and from Union Station and some places in the South Bay. And that is the LA Local for this 22nd of October. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. Leave us 5 stars and a nice review. And that is the LA Local. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.